patients who were on that, say, from another doctor, and then some, having prescribed narcotics to look at. Which one do you feel like you need?
Good morning. I'd like to call the 5th Osage Nation Congress to order. It's September 28, 2017. The time is 10:12 a.m., and we are on day 21 of our CJO session. Congressman Tillman, would you pray for us this morning?
Yes, thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We say thank you. Thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us individually and as a body. Father, we just ask that you guide us forward in the right direction. Keep our minds free from any clutter. Keep us on course for what is the best for the Osage Nation and the Osage people. We ask that you be with our infants and our elders, servicemen and women around the world. And again, we just thank you for your grace. Keep us humble. We ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt. Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for September 27th. Congressman Supernaw.
On page 1-2, shows two abstentions. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. It's an abstain. Oh, there is one abstention that doesn't show. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's one absent and one abstention. Congressman Hamilton.
Page 2 on the report to standing committees. I'm not for sure because I'm not on the culture committee, but didn't one of those come out with a no recommendation?
I believe.
1743.
There was one. The museum fund. Okay, thank you. She'll check on that number. But I believe there was one also. That is correct. ONCA 1743 should say no recommendation. Thank you.
Motion to approve the journal as amended.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the journal. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. The journal for September 27th is approved as amended. Next is reports of select committees. Congressman Tillman. One abstention on the journal from Congressman Norris. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. Rules of Ethics and Engrossment met on resolution number ONCR 17-47. Resolution requesting the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board include a $45 million annual distribution to the Osage Nation in its annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2018. The sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. The final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with voting results yes from Tillman, Edwards, and Hamilton. Madam Speaker, I also have a membership.
Yes, sir. Please continue. The membership report.
Membership committee report, bill number ONCA 17-31, an act to require the Osage Nation to conduct a census of the people of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Alice Butler-Head. The final committee action is no recommendation. Voting results for Maker, Whiteman, and Mason.
Thank you. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Without objection, I'd like to withdraw. 1731.
ONCA 1731. Okay.
Congresswoman Edwards. Can I inquire of the sponsor, the reason for withdrawal? I thought it was a good idea.
Yes. Congressman Buffalo Head.
And I wish she would have come to the meetings that we had last spring in this session, but we were informed that the chief's office has always been supportive of it. They were supportive of it last session, but it got put on an agenda literally the last day of session. And then this time around, it got put on a committee meeting agenda close to the end of session, but the chief's office has put Candy Thomas in charge of working with the federal census to collect some of the data that we were requesting or that was mentioned in the bill. There's going to be a meeting in November that you're welcome to come to with me, Eli, and Candy. With the census.
Okay, that's strategic planning. Is that who that is?
Okay. She's given her reason, so without objection, ONCA 1731 has been withdrawn from the sponsor. Order, please. Next is reports of standing committees. Congressman Walker.
Speaker, members of Congress. Government Operations Committee considered bill number ONCA 1795, an act to authorize and appropriate $30,000 as a grant to the City of Pominy for the purchase of the fire truck and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is John Maker. Committee action is due pass as a committee substitute with amendments. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Butler, Head, Maker, and Norris. No, sorry, and Mason.
Please continue.
Committee also considered bill number ONCA 1796, an act to amend the Open Meetings Act of 15 ONC section 7-1 107 to require executive sessions to be recorded by the body and to prohibit public bodies from excluding elected officials from executive sessions on a limited basis and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is William Cuddy Supermill. Committee action is due pass with amendments. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Maker, Buffalo, Head, and Mason. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 17-103, an act providing appropriation to the Osage Press for fiscal year 2018 in the amount of $500,739 to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Buffalo, Head, Maker, and Mason. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 17-109, an act amending ONCA 16-125, authorizing appropriate $88,400 from fiscal year 2017 funds to the legislative branch for improvements to the legislative branch offices in downtown Tahuska to authorize and appropriate $400,000 for fiscal year 2018 funds to the legislative branch for improvements to the legislative branch offices in downtown Tahuska to approve an appropriation in the amount of $50,000 for fiscal year 2018 funds for Minerals Council moving and remodeling costs to make the appropriations not subject to fiscal year limitations and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Alice Buffalohead. Co-sponsors are Shannon Edwards, Iowa Hamilton, John Maker, Archie Mason, Ron Shaw, and William Cuddy Supernaw. Committee action is due pass as a committee substitute with amendments. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Buffalohead, Maker, and Mason. That is the record. Committee also considers bill number ONCA 17-115, an act to authorize and appropriate $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and distributed as donations and as ARPA matching grants and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor Shannon Edwards. Committee actions due pass with amendments. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Buffalohead, Maker, and Mason. Committee also considers resolution number ONCR 1734. A resolution to certify to the Federal Highway Administration the Osage Nation's compliance with 25 CFR 169.004B and declare 4143-PRT Road as a tribal public use road constructed and maintained on Osage Nation land and funded by the Tribal Transportation Program. Sponsor is Angela Pratt. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Buffalo Head, Maker, Mason.
Thank you. We're now on introductions of bills and resolutions. We're reading bills or resolutions to be introduced. Congressman Mason.
Madam Speaker and my colleagues, members of Congress, Assistant Chief, I'd like to present resolution number ONCR 17-51, a resolution to recognize and thank the city of Cuba, Missouri for their generous gifts to the history and culture of Osage people.
Thank you. Any other bills or resolutions to be introduced? Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm introducing a resolution to express support for the preservation of trees and landmarks on the Osage Nation campus. For a long time, we've discussed the fact that we have been losing landmarks and some beautiful trees on our campus. And with the expansion of our building, I think it's important that we do what we can to preserve those trees. I know that in the past, I know of at least two old growth trees that were cut down. Congressman Walker and I were having breakfast the other day, and a man from Tahuska told us about a tree that he planted on the campus years and years ago, and how excited he was to see that that thing was thriving. And it just caused me to think more about the fact that we need to preserve those landmarks that are on the campus and have been there for a long time through a process that will help us keep those. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. There are no bills or resolutions on first reading. We're now on general order day one. Second reading, Congresswoman Edwards.
Reading in ONCA 1740, an act to establish a museum collection fund and to establish an alternate effective date. There's a mistake in that title that can get corrected in committee, and I will be correcting it in amendments on the floor. Thank you. Okay. Same with ONCA 1743, an act to authorize and appropriate $600,000 to the museum collection fund to establish an alternate effective date. This is not for collections, it's for buildings. So I'll correct that. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Whitehorn.
Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief, I'd like to read in ONCA 17118, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,500,000 for the Economic Development Plan and to establish an alternate effective date.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1740, ONCA 1743, and ONCA 17118 on general order day two on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to place ONCA 1740, 43, and 118 on general order day two on today's agenda. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We're now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. I'm not sure what the exact title is right now, but ONCA 1740, an act to establish a museum collection fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Congresswoman Edwards.
Throughout the bill, strike collection.
That's the end of the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. There are no more amendments to ONCA 1740. Moving on to ONCA 1743, an act to authorize and appropriate $600,000 to the Museum Collection Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards.
Throughout the bill, strike the word collection.
Second.
Thank you. ONCA 17118, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,500,000 to the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Congressman Shaw.
Page 1, lines 16 and 24, strike Economic Development Fund and insert Retained Revenue Fund.
Throughout the bill, strike $1.5 million and insert $2 million.
Second.
ONCA 17107, an act to govern the conduct of Osage Nation elections, including elections for Principal Chief, Assistant Principal Chief, Osage Nation Congress, elections for the retention of judges of the Osage Nation Judiciary, and other elections required by the Constitution and by law to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments proposed to this bill? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I have several. Do you want me to do all of them right now?
Yeah.
Are wanting to do them together.
Yeah, I'll go with you one at a time, but can I do my amendments right now, all of them?
Yes.
Okay. Page 5, line 149, strike votes and insert an affirmative or negative vote.
Is there a second?
Second.
Page 5, line 173, strike 2016 and insert 2018.
Second.
Page 6, line 224, after the word years, insert beginning in 2018 and every 4 years thereafter.
Second.
Page 7, line 246, strike general, after referendum, strike called by proclamation of the principal chief and approved by Congress in session.
Second.
Page 10, line 368, strike not inconsistent and insert consistent.
Second.
Page 11, line 398, strike subsection B in its entirety.
Second.
Page 11, line 400, strike and office. Line 404, strike mayor and insert election.
Second.
Page 12, line 448, insert new sections number 2 and 3. Number 2, requests may include sublists of the names and addresses of those who voted in a particular election or the names of those living in a particular region. Number 3, the digital medium shall be in a format or formats commonly used in commerce.
Second.
Page 12, line 459, after registry, strike the rest of the line.
Second.
Page 16, line 614, strike issues, strike tribal, and insert Osage Nation.
Second.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 17, line 661, after on the strike first Wednesday and insert in its place second Saturday. Page 17, lines 662 and 663, strike accepting holidays, in which case the oath shall be taken on July 3rd.
Second. Sorry, I was doing something else. Second.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, was that the end of your amendments?
I believe that it was.
Okay, was that a total of 11?
They're all,
sure. Okay.
They're all
we'll
right there
in
that
we'll
package.
Got it in there.
I'm writing it right now.
Okay. For a 5-minute recess.
Okay. Can I, for additional amendments to OSA 17-107?
Yes.
Amend to a 15-minute recess for amendments for ONCA 1743.
Second.
Yes. All right. All those in favor for a 15-minute recess, signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
We're in a
15-minute recess.
I think, yeah.
No,
but
what
on
I'm